Mobile.
SCTW, KF4NXY, David.
David, got Tyler here. How you doing today?
Good, Tyler. I've had my coffee and my insulin and my handful of pills to start today.
Part of that anyway, and it was, I would require it. It's an essential in the mornings, I'm afraid.
I try to wait till my wife's had her first cup of coffee before I engage her in conversation, and she's kind of non-communicative till then.
And myself today, my wife's pretty good most days of the week that she makes the coffee, but Fridays she doesn't work, so she sleeps in and I make my own, and I had to have Keurig coffee at work today, which is not my favorite, but any port in a storm, it's better than no coffee.
I do the Keurig all the time, and that's what I've kind of got where I preferred it over the pot of coffee. But, yeah, you know, it's all according to what you like and what you get used to. But, yeah, we're both retired, and most times she sleeps a little later than I do. Her birds have a tendency to get her up, you know, when the sun comes up. They call the flock, and you can hear them for a mile away when they do that.
First, we have two cats. I wish they would just get us up when the sun comes up. They tend to get us up about 2 hours before the sun comes up, unfortunately.
Cats were house cats till we got the birds, and then I put the house cats out in the yard. I didn't think it was a good idea to have cats in the house and birds in the house.
It was a rude awakening to the cats when they found themselves outside suddenly.
They weren't happy. They remember the days of being house cats, and nice and warm, and you know. That when it comes to cats, you don't own a cat. You're part of their staff, and you're supposed to take care of them and wait on hand and foot and pet them when they're ready to be petted, and then leave them alone when they want to go away.
Absolutely right about that. I think that's ingrained in their genetics. They think that everyone is subservient to them.
Back to the time of the Egyptians, when the Egyptians worshipped them as gods, I think they still remember that.
We got it out of their heads, so we can blame people a couple thousand years ago for getting woken up at 5 o'clock in the morning because the food bowl is only half empty.
I kind of get that attitude from them when I go out in the morning. There's all five of them are right there on the front porch giving me a look like, well, you didn't bring the food.
Growing up, we had cats and dogs, and I got to say, we haven't had a dog in a long time, but they tend to be more optimistic and grateful about everything. They're looking not so much for you to be their staff. You're mostly their best friend. They're right when they say dog is man's best friend.
I've had dogs from time to time, and they're a whole lot friendlier, and they do want to be your buddy a whole lot better than the cats do.
Are you on the repeater very much? I was on it more in the past. I've just been real busy. Usually when I'm in the truck here lately, I'm on the phone with work stuff, so it's a little bit harder to get on, and I don't think I've talked to you before now.
I don't think I've talked to you either, but I've gotten kind of back into the radio stuff. I'd kind of let it go for several years, and the last couple of years got me some more radios and got me an antenna farm going out here in the country, and joined the club and been to some of the meetings and went to the Winterfield Day and thoroughly enjoyed it. So yeah, I'm getting a lot more active, and kind of, you know, when I got the radio on, I've got it on the repeater more so than on the HF.
Yeah, I think the Winterfield Day was a big success. I think everybody really enjoyed that. I was only there till about probably, I got there first thing in the morning, helped set up, and I was there till about 1 o'clock, and then had some obligations I had to go take care of and didn't come back later into the evening, so I don't think I got to run into you out there, but sounds like they were happy with how that turned out, and they're going to do, obviously we've got the other field day in the summer, and it sounds like they're going to try to do some more kind of just fun mini field day club get-together events in between all of that. It seems like everybody likes getting out a little bit and seeing each other and getting on the radio some.
You know, kind of maybe before COVID kind of shut everything down, there was, I think there was a little restaurant over in Greenville somewhere. They used to, you know, kind of do meet and greet sometimes. I'm to think maybe it was Red Robin or Robin or Red. Anyway, I don't recall the name of it, but if they start doing that again, I'm probably, you know, try and get over to some of those activities too.
Cool, and I hope I see you at those. I'm about to pull in the office parking lot here right now, so I gotta unfortunately go back to work for about another 2 hours, but it was good talking with you this morning. I'll try to keep my ears open for you on the repeater when I'm in the truck, and I'll say 7-3 and goodbye to you for now, and I'll be, this is W4CTW, I'll be clear on your final.
Enjoyed the conversation, and you know, get that work stuff wrapped up so you can have a good weekend, enjoy the weekend. And I'll probably catch you on here a little later. KF4NXY, I'm clear.
Four DJC.
Jerry, NGLTR, clear.